Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
The global economy is now in a synchronized slowdown. That's according to IMF, the International Monetary Fund. The IMF is the latest of several economic organizations making this declaration. But what does a synchronized slowdown mean, and why is it happening? Let's bring in Chief IMF Economist Geeta Gopinath. Hello, Geeta.
Hi, Sonia.
So, Geeta, you project that we could see less economic growth throughout the world, but can you explain more about the connections you're seeing between nations and how that is leading to this synchronized slowdown you describe?
So what we are seeing is a weaker 2019 relative to 2018 for about 90% of the global economy. So that's the sense in which we describe it as a synchronized slowdown. And a very geographically broad-based weakness in investment, in manufacturing, and in international trade. So we've actually downgraded our forecast for 2019 to 3%, which is the lowest level since the global financial crisis.
What does this mean, specifically when it comes to this idea of a possible recession, and maybe more importantly, the human cost of a global recession?
We are projecting a modest recovery to 3.4% in 2020. However, we describe that as precarious because while the slowdown is synchronized and broad-based, the recovery is focused on emerging and developing economies. And we continue to expect the United States, China, Japan to continue to slow into 2020. In terms of whether there would be more weakness, we think of that happening when the world economy is growing at 2.5% or lower, because at that point, that's when we have several economies that are entering or are in recession. Mm. But we're not there yet, and we're certainly it's not in our baseline.
How much of President Trump's unpredictability is hurting the global economy? I'm thinking about the China-U.S. tariff wars and those additional tariffs he's placed on EU imports.
The rise in trade barriers, so these are actual increases in tariffs, and the overall policy uncertainty surrounding trade has had a negative impact on the global economy. We estimate that if you take into account the tariffs that were put in place in 2018 between the U.S. and China and in 2019, including those announced for October and December, if those were to go into play, that would reduce global GDP by end 2020 by 0.8%. Now, that's about $700 billion, which is the size of Switzerland's economy. So that's quite substantial.
There is a lot of economic and political unrest in the world. We've been talking a lot on this show about Chile, Lebanon, Saudi Arabia, Hong Kong, and then there's Brexit. How much are those regions impacting this economic slowdown?
So besides the trade tensions, we point to country-specific factors in many emerging and developing economies. So we've had significant downgrades to growth in Hong Kong, in Saudi Arabia, and in several Latin American economies. In fact, the Latin American region is projected to grow at 0.2% in 2019, which is really quite low. So it's a combination of geopolitical tensions, it's a combination of domestic policy uncertainty. So it's not just trade policy uncertainty, but there is uncertainty on the domestic front too. And these kinds of factors are also weighing on the outlook.
I mentioned Chile. IMF has had a long history there. You all deployed support through what you call structural adjustment programs. This is really a contentious thing because some believe IMF and the World Bank are really responsible for forcing the dismantling of social programs there. What do you say to critics who believe the current unrest and economic disparities facing that region is a result of your policies?
You know, the IMF goes into countries when they are in difficult times, when they have spending needs, but they don't have the financing for it at reasonable terms from the world. And that's when the fund goes in. But to be very clear, in our programs, we pay attention to the impact on society. Now, I grew up in India, and India had an external account crisis in 1990-91. And then there was an IMF program that led to an opening up of the economy, to reduction in red tapism. That had significant positive impacts on growth. So the point I'm trying to make here is that we go into times when things are difficult, but we are paying, and increasingly so, greater attention to the social costs.
As we move forward, what should people here in the United States be paying attention to when it comes to the world economy and their daily lives?
Now, the U.S. economy is still in a healthy place. It is services sector driven. Job creation is at an all-time high. Unemployment rates are record low. Consumer spending is in a good place. However, if there were to be a further escalation, either on the trade front or on the geopolitical front, that could derail very fragile recoveries in the euro area and in emerging market and developing economies. And that then has negative consequences for the U.S. economy.
That's Chief IMF Economist Geeta Gopinath. Thank you so much, Geeta.
Thank you.